not on board.
This is Mission America with Linda Harvey.
As you know, I frequently discuss issues about the public schools, and a recent survey and its results really made me stop and think about how we portray teachers. I know I am guilty of this, and maybe some of you as well, of believing that most teachers today support the woke agendas in school. But a recent survey by the Pew Research Center, reported by the Washington Stand website, shows that many teachers do not approve of teaching so-called LGBTQ issues in school. While the survey did show a fair amount of support among teachers for many of these agendas, there was a very encouraging level of pushback. On a question about whether LGBTQ issues help or hurt the teachers' ability to do their jobs, 4% of teachers thought they were helpful, but 10 times as many teachers, 41%, viewed them negatively. The survey also showed that 58% of teachers are Democrats and many support Democrat policies. But that's not as high as many of us would have predicted. The article said, quote, half of all teachers say students should not learn about gender identity issues in school, including 62% of elementary school teachers, 45% of middle school teachers, and 35% of high school teachers, unquote. Many more teachers believe parents should be able to opt their children out of classes than those who don't think parents should have that right. And the survey also interviewed parents and students, and more students are uncomfortable when LGBTQ issues are discussed in school than those who are comfortable. This research comes right along with a new Gallup survey that reveals that right now over 7% of U.S. adults say they are gay, lesbian, something other than heterosexual, or transgender. And among young adults, the so-called Gen Z group, that number is much higher, 22%. This is the group born from 1997 to 2012. The survey interviewed 12,000 adults. Women are much more likely than men to identify in these ways, and the number who call themselves bisexuals is the greatest. So promoting these identities and behaviors to children is having an alarming effect. I read a report on the Gallup survey in an article at National Review, and one of the comments that followed the article was very telling. Here's what a parent wrote, quote, immediately following a sixth grade health class that we later found out spent a lot of time reviewing LGBTQ material, my young family member and her little girlfriends went from innocent typical girls to gay, bisexual, pansexual, trans overnight. It was astounding and infuriating, unquote. How many of these younger adults will abandon these desires as they age? Probably some, but not as many as we would like. Sexual sin is proliferating in our culture in all directions, and it becomes more important than ever to teach our children the truth instead and to speak out against reckless messages at school. I'm Linda Harvey. Thanks for listening. Friends, in these very troubled times, it is more important than ever to make sure our children and our teenagers are getting the truth. And one way is to encourage our pastors to be speaking from the pulpit about the sins of homosexuality, abortion, and gender so-called change. We have articles on all these issues at our website at missionamerica.com. And as always, thank you so much for your prayers and support.